Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. Okay, that's it. Enough already. I am officially done with summer. I have met my quota of 90-something degree days for the year, and my patience has been depleted. Do not say to me, but Marcus, fall doesn't begin until September 22nd. No, I'm sorry. Mr. Heatmiser has had his temperatures cranked since before the summer solstice in June. He can go ahead and wrap up his shift. He's had his dog days, his beach forecast, his air conditioning busting fun. I'm all out of sunblock, Freon, and electrolytes. I know I have plenty of company who are hot about the heat. Who else out there is fed up with paying hundreds of dollars more for your power bill? Are there others out there like me who spend more time in your vehicle because it can keep you cooler than your home cooling system can? Have you found yourself wiping sweat off your brow to the point that it is raw? Have you come in from doing yard work so covered in salty sweat that you resemble Lot's wife? Whatever joy the season of summer brings with its swimming pool parties, fresh seasonal fruit, tropical drinks, and much-needed getaways, it has long since dried up, like the very last muscadine on the vine. I'm tired of having to be hosed off every time I walk in from outside. Yard work is akin to starring in the chain gang scene from Cool Hand Luke every Saturday. And you better stay on top of watering those plants or you'll have all the potpourri you could hope for. The only break we get from the heat are the levee-bursting thunderstorms that erupt in the late afternoon. Hey, how about immersing yourself in one of the South's favorite activities this time of year? Sitting in the stands at a ball game on a Saturday afternoon right now is an invitation to heat stroke. If I ever wondered what a brick oven pizza feels like, now I know. We think of football as commensurate with the start of autumn. Isn't that such a sham? September 22nd? In a little over a week? Oh, I can't wait to put on my fleece pullover when those crisp fall breezes hit next Saturday. It'll probably be, what, 90 degrees at kickoff? Brrr! Everyone in this part of the country knows that we don't truly cool down till late October or early November at best. I honestly don't know if I can make it. My tolerance for torridness is tuckered. I know, it's just another typical summer in central Alabama. Anyway, all this bloviating has caused me to work up a sweat. I need to set up a lounge chair next to an open refrigerator door with an ice-cold glass of sweet tea against my brow and a box fan at my feet and just wait it out. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.